Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, take a look at this grain market. Things started off quiet here this morning, but we've since seen things turn higher here through the mid-morning towards midday, especially on corded soybeans. I know we got a soybean sale from China announced this morning. Is that the big driver, or are there some other things we're watching in this market here today?
Well, it was certainly encouraging to see better than 12 million bushels move to China over the weekend. We'd like to see more of that and like to see bigger sales. But we also want to see the ports of New Orleans fully open up. Most of them are open, not all of them. We saw an export inspection report this morning that we're starting to increase volume going through the ports of New Orleans, but we got a long ways to go to get back up to where we need to be. We need to be shipping close to 90 to 100 million bushels of soybeans per week this time of year, and we're not anywhere close to that yet, so hopefully we'll get there in the next week or two. But as we look at this morning, momentum, it certainly turned upward. The sale of soybeans to China certainly helped, but also for both corn and soybeans in recent days, we reached levels on the charts of support, what we would say was chart support, where buyers have been coming in to buy when prices get close to those levels. And I think we saw that end users need to get some more coverage, some speculative buying as well. The problem is each time we've rallied off of these levels, the highs have been lower than the previous high. So we're starting to converge a little tighter on these charts. It's going to be decision time too soon. And I think that decision is going to be made really by what we see in yields over the next 2 weeks.
And as well, I know we have the quarterly grain stocks report coming up on Thursday. Do you think we're going to see some squaring positions ahead of that report here the rest of this week? And is there anything you're watching closely with those reports coming up on Thursday?
I would be surprised if we have a breakout in either direction ahead of that report. But one thing that traders do know is that report is known for its market-moving surprises. And so they're going to be very cautious and probably do some position squaring ahead of it. And then move right after that, we start getting private production estimates based on surveys. And that should start setting the tone going forward ahead of USDA's a report coming out on October 12th, assuming we don't have a government shutdown.
And also on the livestock side, we had a fairly neutral to bearish cattle on feed report Friday, a rather bullish quarterly hogs and pigs report, and we're kind of seeing that reflected, it appears, in the market trade here today. Any thoughts on livestock?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing the December lean hog contract trade the 475 limit higher right now. So a lot of strength there, 3% smaller hogs than what was anticipated, smaller litters this summer than what was anticipated. So December and beyond is when we expect those hogs would be coming to market, and that's being reflected on the board. Over on the cattle side, yeah, placements are a little bit higher than expected. We're looking overall at big cattle supplies, second largest on-feed number on record, and most of the placements coming in the west, where we're seeing drought continue to push cattle into the feedlots a little bit quicker than maybe we'd like.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe coming up this afternoon. We'll talk with John Heimberg from Total Farm Marketing. We'll get a recap of Monday's action for you here and get a good look at what is coming up here for the rest of this week, including that quarterly grain stock report. That's coming up on this afternoon's full episode of Market Talk. Find more online, markettalkag.com. This has been our midday commentary for Monday, September 27th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.